Okay, today's daf is Ksubas, daf Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amid Beis, five lines up from the bottom. We are in the discussions of Ksubas Banin Dichrin and other Tznai Ksuba, and the root issue is whether some of these Chiyuvim are only payable from Karka, or are they even payable from Metaltalin. So that's what we've been discussing about Mizonos, Abbas, and Ksubas Banin Dichrin, and related issues. So we had a couple of Amoram yesterday that were Magve, gave Yisomos Metaltalin, and some of the other Amoram got very upset. Rav Nachman got very upset. He said, and some of the Talmidim said, you know, maybe you can't do this because people are going to think that it's Maker Adin, even though you're just doing it Mishum Rachmanis. So just the one point we wanted to add on to the end of yesterday's shir, and that is when Rav Nachman got very upset, he said, you have to take back and reverse the din, because if you don't reverse the din, then I'm going to take away your mansions and make you give back the money in any case. So Tosfos points out on the bottom, Amar lehu zilu ahadju, last Tosfos on Nunim Beis, to in bedvar mishnah chashiv lehu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, the fact that he said that the din should revert means that he thought it was a ta'us, a mistake regarding a dvar mishnah. V'hu ba'atzmo ha'yachol achzer adin, and he himself could reverse the din. El shabali dinim lo yushomin lo kamol dayanim, but it would have been easier for the judges involved to take care of it. That's what he said, you return it. What is Tav Dvar Mishnah? So we know the first parak in Masechet Sanhedrin tells us, and later on in the Masechet, even more in depth, there's a difference between two types of mistakes that Bezek can make. Tav Dvar Mishnah and Tav Shikol Hadas. Tav Dvar Mishnah is a mistake in something obvious, in a pasuk, in a Mishnah, something that's Mefurish. So if that's the case, by that type of mistake, so it's not really even called a din. And that's why it's chozer. It reverts because it doesn't really have the status of halacha. If a bezin paskins, you're allowed to drive on Shabbos. If you let bezin paskins against something mefurish, so then it's nothing to talk about. It's not called a hora'a. And that's called tabad var mishnah. And therefore, one has to revert the din. The cases which are more tricky are ta'a b'shikol hadas. Ta'a with literally weighing the opinions. What does that mean? Where it's not so clear. Where the Gemara gives an example, Rova the Olam follows one direction, but you went in the other direction. But it's not explicitly like the against the din. So there, we don't paskin automatically that it is chozer bo. So the question in the Rishonim is, or even in the Gemara there, it starts, what is called Tav Dvar Mishnah? So against a pasuk, fine, that's Tav Dvar Mishnah. Against a Mishnah, literally, okay, Tav Dvar Mishnah. What about against a statement of the Amoraim that is accepted? Is that also called Talmud Var Mishnah? So that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, why not? If everybody accepts a certain statement of the Amoraim, so I forgot which of the Amoraim were being discussed there, but the one who was asked answers, are we reed cutters in the swamp? Anan kato kadi ba'agma? Right? Meaning, what's wrong with what we say? So it also has a significance. So what the Mishnah says, what the Gemara says, is called a Talmud Var Mishnah. And that's why the Ramah quotes in Choshen Mishpan and Simen Chaf Hei, part of a larger shiur that we've discussed in the past, you can't argue on something that's in the Mishnah or in the Gemara. Right? Once it says it, that's it. Once the Gemara says something, you can't argue. A Rishon can't argue on a Gemara. Right? A Rishon, you know, maybe the Gra, you know, sometimes gave a different pshat to a Mishnah, but not halachically against what the Gemara says. They'll give a different understanding of the Gemara. But that's called Tavad Var Mishnah. That's the language of the Gemara in Beseches Ba Metzia, Ravina Varavashi Sof Hora'a. That was it. That's also in a crucial part of the Jewish halachic history. The what's unclear is, what about after that? Mishnah fine, Gemara fine. What about after that? What about Gaonim? What if there is something explicit in the Shita of the Gaonim? Do we say that's also a Tavad Var Mishnah? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim, the Rush, in the fourth parak in Sanhedrin, quotes a Machlokas Rishonim, quotes the Baal Hamor there, and the Ravid, and others, whether Gaonim. Okay, that's the last one before him. Rishonim we don't say. But Gaonim, maybe they live right after the Gemaras, they're also, it's also called a Tavad Var Mishnah. So that's a Machlokas, how far down and how late in history one is, what is considered a Tav Dvar Mishnah. But that's what Tosfos here quotes, that was the basis of Rav Nachman's complaint, that how could you say that you collect from a Metaltalin? If you do, I'm going to Magvina Luchu La'apadnaichu Minaichu, because he felt it was a Tav Bidvar Mishnah. Okay, so we're five lines up from the bottom. Hahu Das L'Kamid Rav Yosef. Amar lehu. So someone came in front of Rav Yosef. Amar lehu. Havu lo mitamri dal budya. So the same kind of case. There were these daughters that wanted a mizonos from metaltolin or from something. Rav Yosef said, go take from the dates that are on the mat underneath the trees. They used to put mats underneath the trees to catch the dates that would fall. So he said, go take the dates that are on the mats. Pashtus, what does that sound like? Metaltolin, right? He's telling them to take the dates that are already detached. Amar le Abaya, ilu balchov have, ki agavna miyaviyov lemar. Abaya says, wait a minute. If this was a balchov, and a balchov is someone who has an even stronger hold. Balchov is somebody who's owed money based on a loan. So he has an even stronger hold. How do you know he has an even stronger hold? Because we know a balchov collects from mishubadim, even from items that were sold in the interim since the loan. So even a balchov, would you give a balchov to collect from these metaltolin? Meaning if you wouldn't even give a balchov to collect from metaltolin, you surely can't give these daughters, because they have less of a hold on the property. So Amar Lei. So Rav Yosef answers and says, no, dechazia lebudya kamina. I didn't mean to say the dates that were already on the mat, but I meant the ones that were ready to be harvested. They were ready to fall off. They're still mechubar. So it's enough to be considered mechubar, karka, for the gviya purposes, but that's what I meant to, that's what I meant to say. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Sof sof, kala ome ligzos kagazes dami. But we know the principle is whenever something is ready halachically to occur, kala ome ligzos, sometimes we give that status right now. The destiny of an item could impact the present status of an item. Comes up in many different areas of halacha, but here's one of them. Something that's ready to be cut, kagazes dami. And therefore, even if it is still attached, it should be considered detached. Right, this also comes up by fingernails, by chatitza. Are fingernails a chatitza or not? Fingernails, of course. What are you going to take off your fingernails? So, long fingernails. What about long fingernails? So, are long fingernails a problem for a chatitza by a mikvah only because you're worried about dirt getting stuck underneath? Is that the only reason? Or is it something deeper? What if the fingernail is half off already? So then already it gets trickier, because then you get into the principle of kala omid ligzos kagazos dami. The minog of women for many hundreds of years has already been to cut the fingernails before the mikvah, up until, I mean, it still applies, but there is a heter, well known in the world of Taras Mishpacha, the heter of the Achiezer. The Achiezer of Chaim Ozer has the tshuva about 60 years ago, Be'inyin manicure. Right, Benyan, the women who come to the mikvah and have fingernails, and they don't want to cut them. So he matered, he worked out that if as long as they clean them very well, they don't want to cut them. If there's nothing separate that is stuck onto the fingernail, it's just a fingernail that is fashioned in a certain way and cut smoothly. So then he has the heter, because what's the other choice? Not to allow them to go to the mikvah? That's not a choice. That's not a choice. You know, just allow them in this regard if there is no choice. But the root of that sugya is this, kala omid ligzos kagazes dami. So what was Rav Yosef saying? If they were still attached, it's as if they're detached. Says the Gemara, ditzricha ledikla kamina. No, I'm talking about the ones that aren't ready to detach. They still need the tree a little bit. And therefore, for collection purposes, they're still considered as if they are attached to the tree. Right? The language of the Ritva here is that Ditzrichi velotzrichi. Klomar, ru'u yin lulakeit, vikami hasa mishab chintvei. It's kind of like mitztamik v'yafelo. It's good enough to be, why does he, if they still need the tree, why does he say the ones on the mat? The mat has nothing to do with it yet. So it must be, you could eat them, they're ripe, but, you know, if you give them more time, they'll be even better. Right? Sometimes they're a fruit like that. You could take them off and they're edible, but if you leave them on, it'll be even better. Like the example I just gave, Mitztamik v'yafelo. The challah's good, but if you leave it on overnight, ein l'mala mimenu. Right? It's going to be even better. So that's why Rav Yosef said what he said. Again, this principle, as I mentioned, kol ha'omid ligzos dami, comes up in other areas. Kol ha'omid listrof kesarif dami. Right, not just in terms of good things, what you're going to do, but what if something is chayiv sreifa? So then we have the principle called kitusei mechta shiure. Even though it's physically here, if you have a chayiv to burn it, then it might not be called here. If you have an esrog from an ir hanidachas, so maybe you can't use it because it's not here. You have to burn it. What do you mean? It's here. I'm holding it. It's beautiful. It's a Priyes Hadar. No. Kol ha'omed lisrev kasarif dami. Kol ha'omed ligzos kagazos dami. Kol ha'omed, you know, whenever it's, whenever you have that principle, you have it also even on a durabanan, machlokas. I should say, whether it's a durabanan or daraisa level. Right? We have the principle in Maseches Beitza of sof tumalatzes. Machlokas, whether that's a daraisa or the stirin rashi in Maseches Beitza. You have a mace that's in a house. Underneath the doorways, let's say there are three doorways going out of the house. If there are kalim underneath the doorways, are the kalim also tamei mishum ohel of the mace? If there are separate roofs, let's say, in our hydro doorways is all one roof. But let's say you have a hechi timsi that the doorway is a separate entity than the house. So do you say that the doorways are tameh? So the Mishnais and Ahalos have the principle of sof tumalatzes. Depends. Is there a main doorway? Right when you decide which doorway the mace is going out of, boom, that doorway is tameh. So again, kol ha'omeh to go out is as if it went out already. So this is a uniquely halachic principle of putting future destinies impacting present status. You can even say it on a hashkafic level. Right, Bnei Yisrael, who are omed lihigoyel, right, there's something about it right now. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the bone Yerushalayim, not that just the Yivne, it's the present tense. Present tense, we have to feel it. We have to feel it as if it's already happened. Just the Inyan de Yoma, just throw it in right now, we're having the Haggadah Shir tonight. But we say in the end of Halach Ma'anya, we say, Hashata Hacha Lashana Ba. Right, Bnei will be in Yerushalayim, will be Bnei Chorin. So why dafka do we say that at the beginning of the Haggadah? I think I mentioned Rabbi Ginnak in one of his Sfarim. Gives the mashal, he says, if you have somebody who's in jail, has been in jail for 50 years, and he finds out that he's getting out tomorrow. See, he's walking, he's still in jail. But all of a sudden, he has a jump in his step, he's excited, he's already free. And the opposite, somebody's under house arrest or they're home and they know they're going to jail tomorrow for 30 years, they're free. They're already in jail. Kol ha'omeid, as if it happened already. Okay, you have that in life also, not just in halachic terminology. That's this. Also, just by the way, there's the other issue that we're not going to get into now, and that is karka versus mechubar. There are also two principles in halacha. What sometimes you have something that has to be defined as karka. Eved hukish lekarkos. A slave, an Eved Kenani, is compared to Karka in certain halachas. An Eved is not mechubar, is not attached to the ground. But it has the halachic status of Karka. So in every area of halacha where you have one or the other, you have to know what is needed. So this Gemara is talking about what is leaned to a ksuba, what is leaned to mizonos. So is that a din of Karka or is that a din of mechubar? Right, you might say it's mechubar, because that's to do with nechasim sheish lamachrayis, it's always there. But it's not so clear that the Gemara is using those principles of mechubar. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hahu yasom b'yasoma da'asu l'kame derava. There was an orphan, two orphans, that came in front of Rava. Amar l'hu Rava ha'alu l'yasom b'shvil yasoma. Rava says, I have an idea. Give more to the Yasom, to the son, so he'll be able to support his sister. Right? Give more mizonos to the Yasom so that he could feed his sister with him. Ami le rabbanan le rava v'ha marhu de amar. But didn't you yourself say, mi mekarkoi v'lo mi metalteli, bein le mizone, bein le ksuba, bein le parnasa? Didn't you say only karka? Not metaltelin for all three halachas. Mizonos means mizonos for the daughter. Ksuba, right? Because what did the Mishnah say? Mizonos for the daughter is only after the father dies. While the father is alive, it's not because it's compared to ksubas banedichrin. Bein leksuba, whether for the ksubas banedichrin, or bein leparnasa, right, for the, what we said yesterday, the nedunya that is given over to the daughter. So don't you say it's only karka. So Amar Lahu says Rava to these, to the Rabbanan, Ilu ratza shivcha l'shamsho, milo yavin alei. If this son wanted to buy eved, a shivcha, to help him, to service him, wouldn't he be able to? He'd be able to spend the Yerusha money that he has? So kol shekein, or not just the Yerusha money, just the money from the father, kol shekein hachad yikatarti. So here, it's his sister. It's not only a shivcha, it's even better. Right? More rights and more reason we would think that he would want to do that, and therefore, there is no problem in this case to give the son a little extra. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Echan achatzem sheish lamachrayis, vechan achatzem she'en lamachrayis, whether it is karka or it is metaltalid, motzi'in lamazon isha ulabanos. So beferish is a machlokas tanoim. Meaning, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that even metaltalin is used for mazon isha v'abanos to support the wife and the daughters. Beferish. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer, it depends. Nechasim sheish lamachrayis, karka. Nechasim that have achrayis, that have security. Motziin labanos bin habanim, ulabanos bin habanos, ulabanim bin habanos. You take from everybody. You take for bonos ben abanim. What does that mean? Meaning if the older boys took, you take it out for bonos. Right? Because it's karka. So karka is meshubed. Ulabanos ben abanos. If some of the older daughters took, you take away from them for the younger daughters. Ulabanim ben abanim. And the older sons, you take away from to give to some of the younger sons. Ulabanim min habanos bin nechasim merubim. And if there's plenty of assets to go around, you take from the older daughters for the banim as well. The only exception is avalo labanim min habanos bin nechasim muatim. As we mentioned this before, if there aren't too many, not too much to go around, so the daughters are the ones that get it, and the sons are the ones that have to go out and find parnasa on their own. That's all regarding karka. Nechasim she'ein lahem achrayis, but nechasim that do not have achrayis, meaning mitaltalin, motziin labanim min habanim, ulabanos min habanos. You take for the younger children from the older children, same gender, ulabanim min habanos. And also, if the older banos get it, then you have to take out for the banim as well. Avalo labanos min habanim, but not for banos from the banim, meaning, lamaskana, you don't take out for mizonos habas from metaltalin. What our Gemara has been talking about. So machlokas, Rebbe, and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, answers the last line, af agav dekai malan alacha karebi mechavei ro. Usually, even though we paskin like Rebbe when he argues with another individual, hacha halacha gerb shemen alazar. But here we paskin like gerb shemen alazar to Amar Rava, since Rava says, hilchasa mima karkoi velo mima taltali, bein l'ksuba, bein l'mizone, bein l'parnasa. We paskin, says the Gemara, that it's only karka, it is not mitaltalin. Fine, that's the Gemara. But if you look in all the Rishonim, starting with Tosfos, going to the Rush, and going to the Rif, and going to the Rabbah, and going to the Shulchan Aruch, Bizman Hazeh, we don't paskin this way. Bizman Hazeh, what do we write in our Ksuba? Afilu miglima dal kaspoi. I mean, that's regarding the for the wife. But says Tosfos, look at the end of Tosfos, mi makarkoi, v'nire. This Shita of the Gaonim, Takanas the Gaonim, is quoted by all. To Bizman Hazeh, Dekulu gabi mimetaltali, ksuba umizonos mitakanas agaonim. Nowadays, that's what everybody focuses on. They don't focus on land, they focus on metaltalin, movable items, money. So therefore, a woman could collect from, and the daughters could collect from everything. Uparnasa nami, and even parnasa, anan sahadi, shekol b'nei adam, regilim lahasi b'noseya mimetaltali, also parnasa, meaning nedunya, the dowry that the father gives to the daughter. Everybody knows that she gives her metaltalin. The chashiv kimo ba'amidna. The pasuk Rava, right, can read that the, it's like as if we could estimate and know that the father would want to do this. So, takanas ha-ga'onim, says Tosfos, says the Rosh, I'll read it also from the Rambam, that metaltalin is just as collectible as karka. Tiknu ha-ga'onim b'kol ha-yeshivos, says the Rambam. There's Gaonim Mor Mesakin, meaning all the yeshivas in Bavel, in Papadisa, in Surin Arda, Tikna Gaonim Bechal HaYeshivos. Perek Tezayin, Halacha Zayin, Shetia HaIsha Govek Subasa, Achare Mosbaila, Af Benamataltalin, Kiderech Sheskinu Lobal Chov, Ligvos Benamataltalin, Upasha Takana Zubarov Yisrael. So I just read this from Ksuba, but Rambam quotes it by the other context as well. V'chein shar t'nai Ksuba kulan, b'Ksuba hein, v'yeshon b'betalton kibakarka. All of them, except chutz b'Ksuba spanin dichrin. Except for Ksuba spanin dichrin, right, the Ksuba of the male sons, right, the father giving the dowry to the daughter, making sure his own grandsons get it. Shalom matzanu minag yushas apasha b'chol yeshivas. You know why there's no minag? Because as we'll talk about this in the coming days, that minag b'chlal, for some reason, doesn't apply, isn't in the Ksuba Bizman Hazeh. Ksuba Bizman Dichrin. We'll talk about that Machlokas in the Rush. Lefichach, ani omer, mami dinosal din haTalmud, shein yoshe Ksubas iman elamen hakarka. Fine, so that's the whole din might not apply. And therefore, we will limit it. But in terms of halacha l'maisa, all the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Kuf in Eben Ezer, that everything is collectible for metaltalin as well. Okay, says the Mishnah. So the last Mishnah we mentioned on Daf Mem Vav quoted, or in Daf Mem Melches, quoted different rights of the father, different rights of the husband, and what is considered going from the father to the husband. And then we started getting into some of the obligations of the father and of the Tnai Ksuba, and now we have general. Lo Kasav L'Ksuba. This could have been the first Mishnah in the Masechta also. What if a husband did not write his wife Ksuba? Lo Kasav L'Ksuba. Says the Gemara, Psula, says the Mishnah, Psula Gova Masayim Almana Mana. There's still collection. The Psula gets 200 and he gets, and the Mana gets 100. Mipneishu Tnai Bezdin. Even if he didn't write it, he's still obligated because it is a Tnai Bezdin. Sounds like it's Ksuba Durabanan. We had the Machlokas Tanam earlier, Ksuba Darais, Ksuba Durabanan. Sounds like Durabanan, but it's not 100%. Could be just the amount is Durabanan, but the idea is Daraisa. Kasav la sade shave mana tachas basayim zuz. If he designates for her a sade that is worth 100, for lo kasav la kol nechasim disli achrayim l'ksuba seich, and doesn't write all of my nechasim, chayiv. Still, he's chayiv, even though he designated some karka. Still not good enough. Shehu tnai bezdin. That's not good enough. It's a tnai bezdin. Again, I apologize for a little cough. And he still has to give the something that is worth 200. Weiter. Lo kasav la im tishpi'i afar kinach vos vinach leila intu. Another tnai ksuba is that he is a chayiv to redeem her. If she gets captured, if he does not write to her, if you are captured, I will redeem you and bring you back to me to be a wife. Vosvina lila intu. Or uba kohenes, by a kohenes, they can't be remarried if she was nansa, so he has at least say, I will redeem you. Ahajrinich lemedinatech, and I will return you to your medina. I'll free you, and then we'll have to do what we have to do. Chayiv, even if he didn't write this in the ksuba, he's still chayiv shehu tnai bezdin. That he is still a tnai bezdin to have to do this. Interesting, the language is vosvinach leila intu, says the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha. What if a man was thinking about divorcing his wife anyway, and then she got captured? So what's the halacha there? Says the Rambam, in Perak Yudalid, halacha yudches, nishbeis chayav leftosav, imayakoin, shekvar nesra, podoso, machzir lebeis avia, afilu hayab iracheres. Even if she's in a different city, you have to be involved until you get her back. And then, achemachzira l'medinasa, until you return her to her medina. And then, umegarsha, benosala kol subasa. Then you have the rishus to divorce her. Hayla baila Yisrael, sheshvuya muterislo, if her husband's a Yisrael. Machzira lo leisha, kemosha haisa. Return it for the wife, as she was. Vimratza achar kach. And afterwards, if you want megarsha v'nosin l'kol subasa, then you can divorce. What is the Rambam saying here? Return her to the wife, kimos shahaisa, and vimratza, and then if you want to divorce her. Says the Ar Sameach, the Rambam is telling us that you can't, you have to, that's part of the tznai ksuba, after she is a shvuya, you have to, if you're a Yisrael, you have to live with your wife. The Rambam says that. Because if not, people are going to think, oh, maybe something happened, it was Baratzon, and that's why he's divorcing her. That's what the Rambam is bedayik from the Mishnah. Vosvinach leila intu. What does that mean? I will turn you to be my wife. What does that mean? Says the Ar Sameach, to explain this Rambam. V'lachein mefarish, t'chashu chashashu chachamim, l'takanas benos Yisrael, shema yimsa gavra kapdana. Maybe there's going to be a guy who's very upset, and he's my wife was captured. I don't care if she was Nansa. You know, I'm not interested in it anymore. V'chas v'shalom. V'lo yirtza liosimach reishin ishbeis v'nis alu ba'ashavam v'yigarsha v'yigarshena v'su yehe oleha laz sheyomer abrios ain adam motzi otzal slavatala. If he redeemed her and then divorced her, it must be that he found something wrong. So that's what Chachamim said. It's part of the Chiyuv Yabal. Shek Shiyevdena Yehi Mechuyav Liosima Ki Ish Im Ishto. They have to live together. V'kivat Shehu Yisyachid Ima V'yadur Ima K'derach Ish V'Ishto Acharei Zeh Yochol Agarshu L'Shalcha L'Nafsha Acharei Pirom Ksuba D'Sulo Nafik Alei Elaz Elaz V'Sfasayim. People won't start thinking anymore afterwards. V'Lachein Amru V'Osvinach Le'intu. That's the language of the Mishnah, and that's the language of the Rambam. Machzira Lo Le'ishto K'mosha Haisa. That's that extra language. After he lives with her, then he can. He says, V'yadati ki ze chadosh. Says the Aris HaMeach, I know this is something new. Evo muchrach hu b'lashon Rabbeinu. But I think it's muchrach, you have to say that, for the language of the Rambam, right here in Ishus, in Perek Yadala, that you have to take her back. You can't just divorce her before living with her. So that's the language of Vosvinach Leila Intu. So even if he didn't write that, he has to redeem her and bring her back, and by Kohenes, at least free her.
Even though,
right, it's a good, right? What about Nasanina Vagarsha? What if he already had Nasanina Vagarsha, so he's not supposed to live with her? So let's say the Aris HaMeach is talking about a case where he kind of decided because of this incident. So in that case, the Rambam is saying, no, you can't. Right, that is an exception to the rule. You're doing this for her good. Fine. Nishbeis Chayev Lefdosa. So the Mishnah continues and says, once she is captured, you're Chayev to redeem her. Vim Omar. Hari. This is also connected to what we just said. Hari Gita Viksubasa Vitiftes Atzma Ina Rashoi. If he says, know what, honey, here's your get. Here's the money for the Ksuba. You know, go redeem yourself. He cannot do that. He has to take care of it. He can't just leave it for her. Laksa, what if she got sick? Laksha, if she is sick, chayav l'raposa, right? If husband is a chiyuv to pay for the expenses of refuah, chayav l'raposa. Why? Where does that come from? Rashi says it's part of mizonos. Shahar refuah kimizonos, Rashi says. Right? The Ritva on Tamara's daf has a little different shot. He says, no, it sounds like it's a separate chiyuv. Not focused on mizonos, separate chiyuv of refuah. What if it was her own fault? We'll have to see. Amar harigita v'ksubasa drabas atzma rashoi. But in this case, if he wants to divorce her, and he says, here's your get, your ksuba, you know, pay your own doctor bills, then he is allowed to. What's the difference? What's the difference between by pidyon, he cannot say that, but by refuah, he can say that? So says the Rama in the Shita Mukubet, says, there's a big difference, right? By a case of refuah, it's an ongoing chiyuv. Every day there's a chiyuv. So up until now he fulfilled his chiyuv, and tomorrow the woman's going to be sick, so it's a new chiyuv. So the husband has no chiyuv to stay in that state of chiyuv. But by the chiyuv of pidyon, that kicks in right when she's captured. And until she's freed, he hasn't fulfilled his chiyuv. So you can't get rid of that chiyuv. Get rid of that chiyuv. It's a very difference. By refuah, it's a chiyuv mimushachas, says the Rama. Uma hefesh yein bein perkon l'reposa. Shashvuya mishash nishbeis nischayev labal bichdei pirkona umidi dechayel alechiyev abas achasu shilu shalach pidyon shavakshimenu miyad hazaniftes lafichach eni yachol avtorat atzma midavar shesh kfar nischayev bo avol refua lav midi dechayel alechiyuv meikarahu. It's not earlier ilu nasan lerofe kifle kiflayim erifuasa lo ayachol reposa miyad. Right, even if if you pay everything today, she's going to get freed. If you pay all the doctor's bills, doesn't mean she's going to get better. Right? Doesn't change anything right now. It's a continuous. The nimsa she'enu mischayev b'chol refuas v'basachas ela b'chol yom b'yom hu mischayev v'advar yom b'yomo. And therefore, it's a continuous chiyev, and there is no way that he could just give it and by pidyon. He can't just give it and walk away, even though by refuah he can give it and walk away. If you look in the Rambam, it could be connected to Machlokas Rashi Ritva, whether it's a separate chiyuv or not, yes. The Rambam does say in Perek Yudalid that even though it's allowed, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate that somebody does this. In this case, in Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam says, Ein roi lasos kein mibnei derech eretz. The Rambam says, right, this should not be done because it is something that is not appropriate to be done. The Ravid also quoted in the Ritva says that once she's no fellas bamita, meaning if she can't take care of herself, then he can't do it either. When are you allowed to do this with refuah? If she can take care of herself. If she cannot take care of herself, then also it is not allowed as well. Okay, good. One other point. If you look in the Chashuke Chemet here, in terms of the refuah that is mandated, she'ela. Ma'aseh b'nei zug shebo b'she'ela. Right, a family came to him with a she'ela. The woman wanted to get some type of alternative medicine, and it was not covered by the insurance companies. Does the husband have to pay for that? V'hotzos ha-ripli ba-zehem rabot, yesh lam bituach b'kupat cholim, aval einu mechaseh, refu alternativit, hayim abal chayav laseit, v'hotzos ha-ripli, kirasoni isho lo. That's the shaila. So, Tshuva, he says, Ilu milachad chila, haisa shol se ishma livchar. If you would have asked, we would have asked the question, which one? Lochar, you would go by the rove. You should go by the rove. What do most doctors say to do in this circumstance? So if most doctors say to do the conventional medicine, so then you go by the conventional. So what do minyaneinu? You should check what most doctors say. He says, but on the other hand, he says, a doctor told me that if most doctors are conventional doctors, so therefore they're going to go with the conventional medicine. So I don't know if that's a good mark of measurement in terms of, you know, if you ask alternative doctors, so, you know, they'll say that. And if you ask the conservatives, so I don't know how to measure the rove. V'itachein, shechelek mi'arofim lo mekablim shitazu. Kiven shekabalasa alula lomotetet sabasis l'refua ha-conventionalit. V'im kein, ulai ein alechas binon ze achar arof. V'kiven sh'arof eino makiris ha-miyot, v'eino mevino klal. But then he says, Ach nire, mikivan sheish bein rofe Yisrael rofim rabim, sho'em esner l'raglehem, v'asher gam heim kovim, sh'adarcha mekubelas yirfua ha-conventionalit, v'idarcha nires le ma'anachona, efshar, it's possible that you would go by the rope. But he says, l'maisa, at the end, he says, yesh lahadif, you should go by what's normally done, but if she really feels that she wants this, and this is what's going to make her better, so, pashtus, that's what the husband should try to do, because as we know, part of the refuah process is what the patient feels is going to work as well. That also plays a role. And therefore, if she feels that this is what's going to work, so then it's a good chance that that is what needs to be done in terms of the chiyuvim of the husband. Okay, there's more. Sorry? Chashuke Chemed, Rav Zilberstein, in the tshuva, right here on Nun Aleph, Amid Beis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah, that says that it's automatic, even if you didn't write the Ksuba, Remeir, he de Omar, Kalapochis, Lipsulomas, Mimasayim, Lamana, Mana, Hareza, Bilas, Nus. If somebody does not have a Ksuba, right, they're married, but if somebody lives with their wife without having a Ksuba, Hareza, Bilas, Nus, right, this is a Bias, Nus. Rashi says, even after Nisuin, according to Remeir, right, even if she, right, she can't be Mocheles. De'i Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar, ratza kosev l'psula shtasha masayim, v'hi koseves es kabalti mimcha maneh, ula mana mana, v'yo koseves es kabalti mimcha mechamishim zuz. She's allowed to have the ksuba, as long as there is some ksuba, but she's allowed to have it. But our Mishnah says it's automatic, the 200 and the 100. So the first line of our Mishnah seems to be following the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Ema Seifa, but the next line of the Mishnah seems to be following Rabbi Yehuda. Kasav la sada shave mona, tachas matayim zuz, v'lo kasav la kol nachas and disli achrayim l'ksuba seich. He didn't write all of his achrayis in the ksuba, chayif shu tnai bezdin. Right, it's automatically, even if he didn't write the shtar, it's as if he wrote the shtar. So who is that like? That's Asan Rabbi Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yehuda, major sugya elsewhere in Shas, de Amar Achrayus Ta'u Soferhu. What does that mean? Achrayus, if I write a shtar, but I don't write in the shtar that all of my nechasim are lean to you, it's automatic. That's the definition of a shtar. The power of a shtar is that all nechasim are connected. Our achrayus looks l'shtar. So that, he says that in the world of Choshe Mishpat. We're applying that now in the world of Eben Ezer in Ksuba. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says if it's not written, it's automatic. Why? To E. Rabbi Meir, achrayus lavta sofer. Rabbi Meir says it's not automatic just because it's not written. Where do we see that? It's not. Following, the Mishnah tells us, Matza shtar echov, I find a shtar on the floor that says Reuven o Shimon, $100. So, who do I give it back to? I don't know if it fell out from the Love, meaning it was paid up already, or it fell out from the Malve, and it wasn't paid up yet. It's a big nafkamina, because if I give it back to the Malve, he's going to be able to collect, and let's say that it was paid up, he's going to go to Mishubadim and buyers since then. So what do I do with the shtar? So, im yesh b'hen achrayis nechasim, if there is achrayis nechasim written explicitly in the shtar, meaning the ability to go to people who bought land in the interim, lo yachsu, you cannot return it. You cannot return it to the malve. Why? Shebezin ifron me'em, because bezin will act based on that, and the lekuchos will going to lose, maybe unjustly. So you can't return it. Ein b'hen achrayis nechasim, but if it does not have achrayis nechasim in there, yachsir, then you can return it, she'ein bezdin ifran mehem, because bezdin will not be poreya from them. Divrei b'meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Meaning, it's not automatic just because it's not written in there. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim who argue with Rabbi Meir are always Rabbi Yehuda. No matter what, Bezdin is going to pay back from the Lukuchos. So what do you see? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, if it's not recorded, it's automatic. Achrayas to Sofer. So the first line of our Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Meir, who says, Ksuba, 200, 100, that's it. And the second line, where the Achrayas is left out, sounds like it's following Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And therefore, that we'd rather not say that. Says the Gemara, maybe, raise your mayor of a safer Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that's one. You can say that. We'd rather not say that. We'd rather not say that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was so same, like two different opinions. V'chi tema kula Rabbi Meir, he. And if you want to suggest, maybe it's all like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in the second line, he doesn't hold. V'shaini leila Rabbi Meir being suba l'shtarei. As we just alluded to before, maybe there's a difference in areas of halacha. Maybe in Choshen Mishpat, Remeir does not hold of Achrayas Toa Sofer. But maybe by Ksuba, he would. Maybe by Ksuba, it was automatic. So the Gemara says, Umi Shainile, does he really hold of that difference? He doesn't. But Tanya, the Braisa says, Chamisha Govim Min HaMechurarin. There are five cases which you're only allowed to collect from B'nei Chorin. Meaning from property that the person you are collecting from has, not from any property that he had sold since the chiyuv to you started. Why? Because the following five items are infinite. And therefore, it's not katsu, not infinite, but it's not definite. And therefore, if we allow you to collect from Mishubadin, then they're just going to lose. There's no maximum. So therefore, it would only allow you to collect these from the person himself, the Elohein. What are they? Peros v'shevach peros. What's the case? The case is where somebody steals property, he sells it. Let's say a ganav steals property, he sells it, and the person who buys it, it puts expenditures in the property, and now it has payros, and it's growing very well. And finally, they get their act together, they go to court, and they realize this land is stolen. They give it back to the rightful owner. So the buyer now goes back to the ganav and said, you stole the land, you have to pay me back. So he definitely gives him back his basic money. But what about the money for all of the profit and all of the expenses and everything beyond? So that's not a fixed amount. So that's only could be able to be collected from the ganav's property himself. That's peros and shevach peros. And also, v'hamakabal alav lazunas ben ishto ubas ishto. Somebody accepts to feed and support his wife's children from a previous marriage. V'get chov, get means here shtar, shtar chov she'ein bo achrayas. Right, there's no achrayas, so only from the Bnei Chorin. Uksubas isha she'ein ba achrayas, and ksubas isha that doesn't have achrayas. You see, ksub is on the list, so a mayor does not make any distinctions. Man shamis le'damar achrayas lav to a sofer. Who is the one that says it's not automatic? Rabbi Meir v'ktani ksubas isha? Question mark. So you can't say Rabbi Meir is the author of our Mishnah, but he agrees by Ksuba. You see, Beferish, he doesn't agree by Ksuba. So Gemara answers, Iba Yisem Rabbi Meir, Iba Yisem Rabbi Yehuda. I could give you either way. Iba Yisem Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't we say before that a woman could be Mocheles then? Part of it. So why did we say automatically 200, 100? No problem. The first line of the Mishnah is talking about where she wasn't Mocheles. If she wasn't Mocheles, then it's automatic. 200, 100. Hasam kasvaleis kabalti. Over there, when Rabbi Yehuda says she could have it, that's only where she said his kabalti. Hachalo kasvaleis kabalti. But here she didn't. So therefore, that's why she could have it. Ibaisem Rabbi Meir, my chayiv diktani minamachurarin. When Rabbi Meir, when it says chayiv in the second line of the Mishnah, it means only from Bnei Chorin. It does not mean from Mishubadim. Fine. Period. Lo kasav lavachulu. The case of Pidyon. Pidyon said that even if he didn't write in the Ksuba that I will be poda you, he still has to and return to live with her. Amar Avua de Shmuel. Says Avua de Shmuel, a huge chiddush, which we might not paskin like. Eshes Yisrael Shenensa Asur Labayla. Whoa. We know an Eshes Kohen Shenensa is Asur Labayla. Says that the father of Shmuel, even an Eshes Yisrael, any woman or Chman Alasan who's raped, Asur Labayla. Chayshinan Shema Tchilasa Ba'onis V'Sofa Baratzon. We're Choshesh. Maybe the beginning was Ones, but it ended up being Ratzon. Machlokas Tosfos and the Ritva, whether even in Avodah Shmuel, is this a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? The Ritva sounds like it's a Din D'Oraisa, but if you look in, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. But if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos sounds like D'Oraisa, bottom Tosfos. Mashu Divi D'Oraisa Kamar, even though that's what he says, Machlokas, D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, doesn't a woman have a Cheskas Kashrus? Cheskas Kashrus, we're not sure whether it was Sofa Ba'one. So doesn't she have a Cheskas Kashrus? That's the Pnei Yeshua. So he says, Rove women have Hana. So, very difficult. He says, even though he says, even Bali Avera, he says it's, right, the Rove women are Hana. The flaw notes that maybe, to try to answer the question, we know even without a Maisa Avera, sometimes she might be Nasera Sabaila. He quotes our Maharik that we like to quote, Omer Mutter. If a woman says, I didn't know it was Usher not to, I didn't know it was halachically wrong, she's still not Sarah Sabaila. That's Israel Baila has to do with the Maisa Mered. So, but it's, this is the Shita of Avua, Avua Shmuel. Ask Tosfos in the little Tosfos. What about Esther Amalka? Esther Amalka, what did it say? Kasher Avadati Avadati. She only became the Aseres Labaila when she went willingly to Achashverosh. Meaning, up until that time, she was Mutares to Mordechai. Right, and what does it say? She used to go to the Garza, she went to Achashverosh, she went to the Mikvah, and then she went back to Mordechai. Right, so she was Muteris. Says Tosfos, Tzadekes Gemura Haisa. She was a Tzadik, she was shiny, she would have to say, it was an exception to the rule. It's a Mefurish Pasuk in Tanakh against Avuah d'Shmuel. So Tosfos has to throw up his hands and say, oh, shiny, shiny Esther. Okay. Esve Rav Lavuah d'Shmuel, Im Tishtabi Afarkinach Vosfinach Leila Intu. Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says by Shvuya, he could take her back and stay with her. Ishtik, he did not have an answer. Kari Rav Alei Avuah d'Shmuel, Sarim Atzru B'Milim, V'Kaf Yasimu L'Piyam. Sometimes you got to put your hand to your mouth, meaning you didn't have an answer. Mayis Leila Meimar, but it sounds like he could have answered, but he didn't. What could he have answered? B'Shvuya Hikilu. Maybe there's a Kula by Shvuya, meaning we don't know for sure that there was any Maisabiyah here. It's the whole thing is a Chashash. So maybe there we could be Mekel. Period. Ula Avuah d'Shmuel, Onis D'Shari Rachmana Hechem Mishkachasla. The question is, we know that there's a pasuk that tells us, Eishes Yisrael Shenansa Mutaris Labaila. So what's that case talking about according to Avuah d'Shmuel? Kigon D'Ka'amri Edim Shetzavcha Mitchila Vatzof. If there are witnesses that she was Ones the whole time, right? Upliga de Rava, and this argues on Rava, because Rava, and we paskin, even if it was that case, of Tchilas of Ones Vesofa Baratzon, it's still not a problem. The Amar Rava, Kosha Tchilas of Ones Vesofa Baratzon, Afilu Hi Omeres Hanichuli. Even if in the middle, and you would ask her, you know, she would say, no, don't worry about it. Shemali Nitzkakla Hiso Charto, meaning she's enjoying it. So still we wouldn't, call that a ratzon. Muteres, still it would be muteres labaila. My time yetzer al bashal, because we assume that once a human being gets involved in the act, then the taiva takes over and the yetzer takes over, right? And that is something that Chazal and the Torah were very well aware of, and that's why there are so many harchakos and so many halachos to keep away in a time of Isser, to keep away from coming even close to the Maisa Isser. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, and Chazal know, the human taivan, the human Yetzirah, the strongest Yetzirah that a human being has, in terms of this, and therefore Yetzer al-Bashah, and therefore it would not be Ne'aser al-Sabayla if it started out as a case of Ones. The post-gim does discuss this in other areas of Halacha as well, in terms of if somebody is ma'anis a person to eat something, do they have to make a bracha? It's chilasa ba'ones v'sofa baratzon, because they're going to get a nourishment from it. Right, there are different deos in other areas of Halacha as well. Again, the most famous place where this comes up is Hezek. Chilasa ba'ones v'sofa baratzon, chilasa ba'ones v'sofa baratzon. But that is here, at least, we paskin that it would not be called ratzon. Tani kavasi de Rava, and there's a price that supports Rava against Avuah d'Shmuel. The hilo nispasa asura, right? When she was not nispasa, meaning she wasn't raped, she wasn't forced, asura, that's where she's asur. Ha nispasa mutaris, but if she was forced, she's mutaris to her husband. V'yesh l'cha cheres, there's another woman, sh'ava b'shalo nispasa mutaris. Even if she was not forced, she is mutaris. Ve'ezu zu, kosha tchilasa ba'onis v'sofa baratzon. Bethir is b'raisa supporting Rava. Tanya idach, another similar b'raisa, as follows. V'hilo nispasa asura, anispasa mutaris. V'yesh l'cha acheres, sh'ava b'shalo nispasa asura. We have a case that even if she was Asur, if she was a forced Nansa, she would be Asura, the Ezu, Zueshas Kohen. As we know, the tragic case. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rebbe Yishmael, Vihilo Nispasa Asura, Anispasa Mutaris. The third diak we're going to have from the Pasuk. V'yesh la acheres, shav v'shalonis pasim mutaris. There's another case where even if she was bertsona, also mutter. So we said before the case of tchilasa ba'onis v'sova baratzon. What about this case? V'ezu, zusha kidushe, kidushe tos. If it comes out that the marriage wasn't a marriage. So it comes out she wasn't an eshes ish. Shafilu b'na murkav akteifa, mima'enes, even if there's a child there already. Mima'enes v'olechas lo, not literally mian, but she can leave. If it comes out that somehow maybe there was a t'nai on the marriage and the t'nai was not fulfilled. Period. Amar of Yehuda, Haninashi, Deganvu, Ganvi, Shayin, Luguvrayhu. These women who are kidnapped are mutter to their husbands. Amile Rabbanan, Rav Yehuda, Vaka, Mamtian, Luhu, Nama. Aye, but we see they bring bread to their captors. Machbaz Hira, because they're scared. The captors are forcing them to do that. That doesn't show that they're Baratzon. Vahaka, Mishalchan, Lugiri, they give them their arrows to shoot. Again, machmas yiras, because they're in that situation. Vaday shavkinu vazla minafshayu asirin. Yes, if after they're freed, they keep going back to the captives and having a relationship with them, then fine. Then you could say there's something fishy going on in the rasur labayla. But while they're captured, there is no reason to think anything else occurred. Tana rabbanan shvuye malchus harehin kishvuyin. Genuve listos enin kishvuyin. So one brisa says that people who are captured from the malchus to use, let's say, as a concubine. Rashi says latashmish harein kishvuyin. They're considered shvuyin, meaning that it was netanas and mutter to their husbands. But genuve listos, they're not shvuyin. That you have to be worried that it was baratzon. Vatanya ifcha, but we have a brisa that says the opposite. So how do you answer? So malchus, amalchus lo kasha, halba malchus achashverosh, halba malchus ben netzer. It depends whether what type of malchus it is. If it's a malchus of achashverosh, he's a huge melech. People don't think that they're going to be the ones that are chosen, and therefore it's all ones. But malchus ben netzer was a famous bandit, a famous listim, and he wasn't—he didn't have 1,000 wives. So maybe a woman might think that, you know what, I could get some covet here by being his woman, and therefore there you would have to be worried about the melech of Ben Netzer to maybe she did it baratzon. Listos, alistos lokasha, haba ben netzer, haba listim to alma. And the other way, listim amongst the bandits, ben netzer, you have to be worried, listim to alma, you don't have to be worried. Because a low-life bandit, no woman would want to be with that man, and therefore, you don't have to be worried. So the guard, wait a minute, ben netzer, hasam, kari le melech, vacha, kari le listim, compared to Achashverosh, Ben Netzer is called a melech there, and in one place he's called a bandit. So Gemara says, yes, in. Lagabi Achashverosh listimu. Gabi listim da alma melechu. Right, compared to a real king, he's nothing. But compared to a low-life bandit, he's a famous bandit, and therefore he would be called a melech. There is a little discussion in the Rishonim here, the Ramban and the Ritva, whether Ben Netzer is Nevuchadnetzer. Right, it sounds kind of similar names. So the Rishonim discussed that the years don't really work out because Ben Netzer is quoted in other Gemaras, and it seems like he's from Bayis Sheni time, the earliest, and Nebuchadnezzar obviously was Bayis Rishon. So it seems like it was different time periods in history. But either way, it was different types of shvuyos having different types of halachas in terms of what we have to assume about them. Okay, we'll stop here. Haggadah Shir is tonight, Hashem 8:30, and Hashem we will continue.